Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question is in from listener David.
What are black holes made of? Would it be based on subatomic particles?
To help us this week, I'm joined by Ben Alanak, Professor of Theoretical Physics at the University of Cambridge. How are you, Ben?
I'm very good, thank you, James. I'm on holiday in Cornwall.
Well, thank you for taking a little bit of time out to speak with us. We better start, Ben, with what a black hole actually is.
What happens is that things collapse in the universe through gravity. Interstellar gas that's just hanging around in the universe and stars, they collapse and gravity pulls it all together. And so it forms a very dense bit of matter. And sometimes that matter is so dense that it will suck light back into itself. And so that's what happens, basically. The black is the absence of light because it's just been sucked back in by the gravity. So no light hits your eyeball. And so, you know, the absence of light looks black. So that's what a black hole is. It's a surface around a very dense object, which is in the middle of it, probably, where the light gets sucked back into the middle.
So the short answer is it's made up of the things, the gas, the objects that it sucks towards the middle of it.
Exactly. But the problem is they all end up being very densely compressed in the middle, and we don't fully know what goes on there. What's likely to happen is instead of atoms and things, you've got subatomic particles, but they're at such high pressures and temperatures, we don't really know how they behave right in the middle. You can describe it with equations, and the simple equations have infinities in it, and it's probably a lot more complicated than we know. So we're reaching the edge of scientific knowledge about what's happening right in the center. But the bit that we see is a black hole, that we understand. It's this sphere around it where the light gets sucked back in.
And you touch there on the second part of David's question, which is the particles that are getting sucked into the singularity, the, for all intents and purposes, the dot in the middle, are getting changed into subatomic particles when they're in there. And that's up for debate.
They certainly will when they get close to the center, because they'll get heated up. The temperature will break the atoms apart. So there will be a stage, at least, where they're subatomic particles. And actually, in the sense that we know how they behave. But when they get heated up more, beyond any experiments we've been able to do and, you know, things we've been able to test, then we're not really sure how they're going to behave after that. Something quite unusual might happen, we don't know.
Thanks to Ben Alanak. And next week, we'll be answering this question from one of our younger listeners.
How many nuclear bombs destroyed Jupiter?
The question on everybody's lips, how to trigger nuclear Armageddon in Jupiter. Let's see how we get on with that one. If you've got a question of your own, please email us. It's chris@nakedscientists.com, or join the conversation on our forum at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.